KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 33 degrees. We look for skies to remain partly cloudy today with a high near 60. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In local news, a Cass County resident is suing the City of Atlantic for sexual discrimination in violation of the Iowa Civil Rights Act. According to documents filed Monday in Cass County District Court, Laureen Price of Atlantic filed suit February 25th, alleging the city's Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors refused to hire her for the Park and Rec Director's position or Assistant Director's position, and she has requested a jury trial. Price claims in documents that she was denied an interview three separate times when the Park and Rec Director's job became open in May of 2008 and in 2010. She was also denied an interview in the fall of 2014 when the department made it known that they would soon be looking for an assistant director. In each instance, a man was hired for the job. In her lawsuit, Price, as a Parks Board member, told her the board questioned whether a woman will be capable of handling the physical requirements of the director position. Price says in two instances, the board hired a man with less than experience than she has. According to a fact she'd included in the court documents, Price has a bachelor's degree in recreational therapy, and at the time of her first application, 9 years of experience in the field of recreation, which made her well qualified for the director position. Those same documents also say when the board began taking applications for the assistant Parks and Rec Director department position, she reviewed the job posting and job description and determined she was qualified for the position. After sending the required materials, including a cover letter, three letters of recommendation, and resume, to Director Roger Herring, Price said Herring responded on December 5th of 2014 with a job description that included additional requirements not originally posted on the Iowa Parks and Recreation website on November 28th of that year. Specifically, the new job description required applicants to deadlift 70 pounds, have a valid Iowa driver's license, and be able to operate power tools, requirements which Price acknowledged in an email back to Herring that she could meet. The lawsuit says Herring worked with the Parks Board to screen candidates and again passed her over for an interview. Ultimately, the board hired Seth Stashelm, who, according to the suit, says has less relevant work experience than Price. The lawsuit seeks a judgment that will fully and fairly compensate Price for her injuries, both mental and emotional distress, anguish, humiliation, embarrassment, lost enjoyment of life, medical expenses, lost wages, benefits, future earnings, and other aspects of employment. It also seeks reimbursement for relevant legal fees and court costs. Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Director Roger Herring has not responded to those allegations. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday reviewed the County Compensation Board's recommendations for salary increases for elected officials, those being the attorney, auditor, recorder, treasurer, sheriff, and Board of Supervisors, but voted unanimously to adopt a resolution cutting the amount of the proposed increases in half. The increases will amount instead to $1,500 for the attorney, auditor, and treasurer and recorder, $2,500 for the sheriff, and $600 for the supervisors. The board also approved the fiscal year 2016-17 Cass County budget, which amounts to $18.35 million, or an increase of $2.15 million. The tax asking, though, for the upcoming fiscal year is $5.32 per $1,000 valuation countywide, and that's a decrease of about 2 cents per $1,000 from the last fiscal year, and $9.76 for the unincorporated areas of the county that receive gas and electric utility service. That's a decrease of nearly 3.5 cents per thousand from last year. The supervisors also approved the Cass County Secondary Roads Department budget amounting to $5.63 million. Engineer Charles Marker said there is a major increase due to the road use tax fund, but that does not affect property taxes.
I would like to make one thing clear on the secondary road budget, that at this time last year, we did not have the additional road use tax gas money. So if you were to compare last year's budget to the budget Secondary Road has submitted for this year, you will see that there is over $500,000 increase. But that is not an increase on property taxes in the county. It is money that is coming back to us through the road use tax money and is incorporated in additional work we will do. We will also be having an amendment the current tax year we're in right now to spend that additional money, which we would have received from the time gas tax was implemented in the spring of last year to June 30th of this year. So I want everybody in the public as well to be very aware that this is not an increase on property tax. This was the gas tax increase in secondary roads. So our tax on properties is the same as it was last year.
Marker says in the next fiscal year, they're estimating $2.8 million coming into the county strictly from road use tax fund to be used for maintenance purposes.
I have allocated about $200,000 to $300,000 of that in additional rock in this coming year. We have also moved forward three bridges to be constructed with that road use tax money, and we are seeing about a half a million come in additional due to the increase in gas tax funds. We now have seven bridges on our 2017 budget. Three of those bridges are major construction projects. One of them is Bridge 134. That is the one down by Messina that we are working on getting the plans done right now. Bridge number 17, which is south of Messina down on Victoria Road, and also Bridge 269, which is one we will be working on in the coming year, in the coming months. And we have four that the county crews will do.
The board also approved the purchase of two rolling dump truck chassis with Allison transmissions. The low bid from Freightliner with trade-ins amounted to $149,754. In other business, the supervisors approved the appointment of two county medical examiner investigators to assist Dr. Elaine Berry. The investigators, Allison Bruckner and Darcy Young, both registered nurses at the Cass County Hospital, are in the process of being fully trained for the job, which will be paid at $200 per call, effective immediately, an increase of $100 from last year. Their terms expire in 2 years. Auditor Dale Sunderman pointed out that medical examiner investigator fees in other counties can amount to as much as $500 per hour. And the board acted on approving a Cass County Child Abuse Prevention Council request to proclaim the month of April as Child Abuse Prevention Month in Cass County, which entails the placing of a sign and blue and silver pinwheels in the flower garden areas on the south side of the Cass County Courthouse. Wendy Richter with the Cass County Child Abuse Prevention Council read the proclamation prior to it being signed by Board Chair Gaylord Schelling. Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department announced on Wednesday that the Sunnyside Park gates will be opening today, or actually are open now. They opened at 7 o'clock this morning. The department is asking visitors to use great caution, though, as you drive through the park due to gravel and debris on the streets. Drivers also need to be on the lookout for walkers, joggers, disc golfers, and children playing in the park. The restrooms at Sunnyside will not be open until later due to the risk of freezing temperatures at night and frozen pipes. The Kitty Corral shelter at Sunnyside Park is not available for use due to some additional construction that's yet to be completed. The tennis courts are open and ready to be used by the public for tennis only. The Parks and Rec Department asks you to enjoy and respect the parks and their property as they are for everyone to enjoy. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reports an arrest on Tuesday evening following a traffic stop. Around 11 p.m., deputies arrested 36-year-old Spencer Ride Lyle of Manila on charges of possession of methamphetamine, second offense, failure to prove liability insurance, and failure to carry a registration card. The traffic stop leading to the arrest occurred near Littlefield Drive and Xenia Road. Lyle was taken to the Audubon County Jail and later released after an appearance before the magistrate. His preliminary hearing was set for March 28th. And the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports three people were arrested Wednesday morning, all within the span of about 30 minutes. 22-year-old Jacob Caleb Sunderman of Red Oak was arrested for failure to appear on a Red Oak parking violation. His bond was set at $300. 85-year-old Lois M. Nelson of Red Oak was arrested for assault in connection with an incident which allegedly occurred at the Red Oak Post Office. Montgomery County Sheriff's Deputy Todd Dolan said employees at the post office in Red Oak accused Nelson of shoplifting, and as an employee tried to recover an undisclosed item, Nelson allegedly hit the victim in the shoulder and spit on his face. She was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and later posted a $300 bond. And 47-year-old Mark Bergren of Red Oak was arrested Wednesday for failure to appear on an original violation of no contact order. His bond was set at $4,000. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.